Fine, Mr. Jack, then. How much do you want for,
Abigail nodded toward the sack.
The stiff?
A low guttural laugh shook his belly, which rolled well over his belt.
No more nor due, that's for sure. It ain't easy working the supply end these days, what with a number of friends and family posting watchmen to guard the graves of their dearly departed.
She grimaced at the sad picture that created. Just last January, those appointed to protect the corpse of a man interred in a churchyard in Ireland were fired upon by the resurrection men they had been trying to ward off.
It's a miracle you manage it.
They had to be doing more than loitering about a likely graveyard. The resurrection men she had previously dealt with hadn't been able to get near a corpse in weeks. For the first time in its 25-year history, the school had been forced to open without an anatomy specimen, and enrollment was suffering because of it. Every student needed 2 full courses of anatomy, with dissection, to apply for a license from the Royal College of Surgeons. Big Jack grinned, seemingly indifferent to her sarcasm.
We have our ways, and this is a damn fine stiff. Big too. Ain't that so, boys?
His men, some folding their arms as they looked on, others leaning against the furniture, grunted in agreement. But Abigail continued to anchor her attention on their leader. She didn't want to see the others standing around with dirt from their recent digs still clinging to their shoes and pant legs, didn't want to acknowledge how easily she could be overpowered. She had paid the other resurrection men 9 or 10 guineas, a few shillings more if the corpse was large and in good condition. Then she'd had them carry the deceased to the cellar on their way out, and that was that. She hoped this transaction would go as smoothly, but something didn't feel quite so routine. Thank heavens she'd had the good sense to secrete Bransby, the college porter, behind the door with a firearm. She had taken the same precaution before, of course. Resurrection men were, generally speaking, a rather desperate and unpleasant lot, but fortunately she had never had to call out to Bran. She prayed she would be able to say the same about tonight.
Your price, sir?
She lifted her chin to suggest they get on with their business.
Don't you want to see the rest of them before we start talking money?
He asked. See the rest of the corpse? Absolutely not. It had been difficult enough peeking at the head. Viewing cadavers when they were properly laid out in a clinical atmosphere was somehow different. She could tolerate that. Anyone who wanted to be an anatomist couldn't faint at the sight of a dead body, but she couldn't face that sight now. What the sack contained was far too fresh. Someone's son, uncle, or brother had died, and these men had stolen his corpse from what should have been its final resting place. A necessary evil, she reminded herself, one of those rare instances where the end justified the means. The bodies of those condemned to execution and dissection, which is about the only legal way for a college to gain a specimen, could no longer fill the burgeoning demand, not with only 50 or so hanged in a year. The medical profession required several thousand.
A more experienced buyer would want to see what he's getting for his money.
Big Jack spread his hands.
But it's up to you, of course. I'm merely trying to be helpful.
Whatever he was doing, trying to be helpful played no part in it. Of that, Abigail felt sure. She suspected he was having a bit of fun at her expense, taunting her in front of his men. But he was right. She should take a closer look at what she was buying. Although she'd had great success with the 3 corpses she had purchased in the past, she'd heard stories about resurrection men selling bodies not quite dead, or delivering cadavers too decomposed to do a college any good. She would be a fool to let Big Jack and his London supply company cheat her so easily. Clearing her throat, she said,
"All right, show it to me."
He motioned to 2 others, who opened the sack. Then a swath of pale white chest covered with dark hair caught the lamplight and Abigail's eye at the same time, and she couldn't go through with it. She didn't want to see the shriveled private parts of the deceased with an all-male audience eagerly awaiting her reaction. Having never been with a man, she generally tried to look away from that area as it was.
Wait!
She shouldn't have let Jack goad her.